Hello, my name is Dan Aspel and I'm the Communications Manager here at the Isaac Newton Institute. Today I'm very pleased to say I'm joined by Surinder Kaur, and she is going to talk to us about receiving DAC funding for her attendance at this week's workshop. So, hello Surinder.
Hello.
So could you tell us a little bit about yourself and what your background is, please?
Actually, I'm from India and I did my PhD in November only last year. And I did my research in mathematics broadly, and specifically the area of my research was unit groups of group algebra. And when I got to know about this workshop, I was actually like planning to work further in representation theory. And since this workshop is introductory workshop on the same topic, so I kind of applied for that. And when I got the email, like I was accepted, my application was accepted for this workshop. Then the main problem was funding, actually. So I applied for this funding and I actually got it, and it helped me a lot to like come here and attend this workshop. And it was very beneficial to me, actually.
Oh, that's really wonderful to hear, because what we're trying to highlight in this conversation is whether it's easy or difficult for people to apply for it. And it sounds like it's been very straightforward for you, which is wonderful.
It was very easy, like, yes.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about this workshop and what it's been like for you experiencing it and how it relates to your work.
Actually, after my PhD, I plan to work further in representation theory, particularly modular representation theory. And there were several talks on this topic in this workshop, which actually kind of helped me to start this reading this topic. And there were several experts in this area, which are already working since several years in this area. And I talked to them and it helped me a lot. They gave me several references to start for further work. And I think that's all. Maybe in future, if I want to like learn something, I can contact them and they will be like happy to help me.
Absolutely. So a great networking opportunity, as you say. But also, mm-hmm. you're even giving a talk of your own tomorrow.
Yes,
at this workshop,
tomorrow.
Aren't you?
Yes, yes.
So you're more than just a visitor and a passenger in this workshop. Your attendance is essential to it.
Yes. Actually, I was contacted to like if I would like to give an invited talk here or not. So I happily agreed to that. And the talk I'm giving is like kind of part of my thesis. So I met several people over here who are like quite interested to know what area I'm working in. So tomorrow I will like after my talk, I will get to talk more to them. And it will again be beneficial to me for future, right?
That's wonderful to hear. Mm-hmm. And could I ask you a little bit more specifically about receiving this funding? Because anyone listening to this will be able to see on the page that they're visiting on the Newton website about details of the DAC funding. You applied to this workshop. Yes. What happened then?
Then when I got the email that I've been selected, in the very same email, it was mentioned if I would like to apply for some funding also. So there was some link was given and I opened that, put my details. And after that, it was quite easy for me to go further. And finally, I got also. And the communication and everything through mail for this funding was also very, very friendly, you can say. It was easy for me.
And what did it help fund? What did the money go towards?
What
did it go towards, the money? Did it go towards your travel, your accommodation?
Accommodation, travel, everything is covered under this funding.
Mm.
Yes, even the local travel, my meals, accommodation, everything is covered.
And would that have been a difficulty otherwise? Would your home institution have...
Sure, because it would have been, because I have completed my PhD. Mm. So I'm no longer associated to that institute because now... I'm not affiliated to it, so they won't give me.
Mm.
So it would have been a problem otherwise. But the workshop was very essential for me to attend, so it helped me a lot.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a really inspiring thing to hear. Thank you very much. Can I ask, you're giving your talk tomorrow, because we're recording this on a Thursday, so it's the last day of the workshop is tomorrow when you're going to be speaking. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do elsewhere in the UK and Europe before you head home?
So after tomorrow's talk, I would leave this place the day after tomorrow. Then I have a research visit in Scotland, University of St. Andrews. So there I'll be staying for almost 8 days. So it will be kind of a discussion thing where I will discuss my PhD work with some professors over there. And from there, I'm getting some funding under there, some project.
Mm.
So I will discuss my PhD work and we will outline like what we can do based on that in future also and all. So after that, yeah. I'll fly back to India.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like a really exciting trip, and it's as I say, it feels
useful.
Yes, it fills everyone here with a lot of joy and satisfaction that we could help facilitate it in some small way. So thank you very much for your time, Surinder. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
You're welcome.